The Health Secrets of Water That Boost Your Health and Increase Your Energy. Introduction. How much water do you need? Years ago, my college biology class was asked by our professor the question, "What makes an organism alive?" I've forgotten many of the responses, but I do remember one right answer. All living things need water to survive. With vast oceans covering much of the globe, no living creature should ever be without this life-giving resource. However, it's not that simple. Our bodies need a particular balance of fluids to keep us going. Too bad my professor didn't give us the answer to this question, how much water do we really need? Though I didn't solve this problem in his class, I was able to discover the truth with some diligent research. The human body is comprised of between 50 to 85% water. Water is used by the body to regulate your internal temperature, to transport nutrients to organs, and to get rid of waste products. The main ways of losing water is through your breath, sweat, urine, and bowel movements. These fluids need to constantly be replenished to keep your body functioning as it should. Your body's concentration of water changes over your lifespan. When you are born, you're the most hydrated you'll ever be. As you age, your body literally begins to slowly dry out. Lack of body hydration causes seniors to suffer joint pain and to have wrinkled skin. But no matter what age you are, it's critical to make sure you're staying as hydrated as possible. There are two main approaches to ensuring proper hydration, as outlined by respected American medical institution, the Mayo Clinic. Replacement approach. You need to take in as many fluids as your body is losing. An average adult loses approximately 1.5 liters of water through urine and an additional 1 liter through breath, sweat, and bowel movement. To compensate for this loss, you need to ingest 2.5 liters per day. You could drink 2 liters of water, which is about 8 glasses, and get the rest of the fluid from fruits and vegetables to meet this requirement. Produce is very high in water content. Fruits and veggies are made up of 90 to 95% water. Dietary recommendation. The Institute of Medicine recommends that men consume 3 liters per day and women consume 2.2 liters per day. This approach is a best guess estimate. It reasons that most people can remember a target amount of water to drink. The average size bottle of water is 16 ounces, so drinking 4 of those would be about 2 liters, and drinking 6 would be 3 liters. While these two approaches show the scientific methodology behind hydration, sometimes it's just best to listen to your body. Any drop in your body's water content starts a chain reaction of internal events. Blood volumes drop, salt content slightly rises, and saliva production decreases. Hormones relay this information to your brain and produce the sensation of thirst. This feeling is the best indication that your body needs rehydrating. However, if you're concerned you aren't getting enough, or maybe too much, water, please read ahead to learn more about the body's delicate balance. You'll hear more about the symptoms of dehydration and water intoxication. If you don't drink sufficient water. Every summer, I hear some variation of the same story. A hiker or camper, usually a young child, gets separated from his or her group and disappears into the wilderness. Sometimes the person survives the elements and makes it back to safety. This happened in Utah in 2005 when an 11-year-old Boy Scout endured 4 harrowing days without food, drink, or shelter. The boy returned home with only minor scratches and dehydration. Luckily, this boy was found before it was too late. Unfortunately, there are many similar stories that end much more tragically. The average human adult can go weeks without food, but can only last a few days without water. While we in the industrialized world often think of dehydration as accidental, millions of deaths worldwide are associated with lack of water. The symptoms of dehydration range in severity. You might be suffering from mild dehydration if you are weak or dizzy, feel very thirsty, have dry lips and mouth, have less than normal urine output, and have difficulty swallowing dry foods. You should contact a medical professional immediately if you have lost consciousness, have blurred or spotted vision, are suffering delirium, feel disoriented, or if your urine smells very pungent or is strongly colored. These could be symptoms of severe dehydration. The average adult should consume at least 64 ounces, about 4 average-sized bottles, of water per day. But their needs can vary based on a number of factors. Exercise. A person who is moderately or vigorously engaged in physical activity needs between 13 and 26 ounces of water to stay adequately hydrated. This requirement changes if you are active for longer periods of time. An easy way to make sure you're getting enough H2O is to drink at least 8 ounces of water for every 20 minutes you exercise. Anyone using dietary supplements that contain ephedra, creatine, or caffeine should be especially careful to replace their fluids. These substances can increase the heart rate and cause you to lose fluids more rapidly. They should not be taken if you're working outside on very hot days. Illness and medication. Illnesses that cause fever, vomiting, and diarrhea force the body to deplete its water reserves. Therefore, you have to make sure that you drink plenty of water while recuperating. Parents of sick babies need to be particularly diligent about replenishing their child's fluids. It is estimated that over 2 million children die every year from dehydration resulting from diarrhea. However, not all medical conditions require you to drink extra water. Patients experiencing heart failure or kidney, adrenal, or liver disease must limit the amount of water they drink. But before reducing your fluids, please consult your physician. Pregnancy and nursing. Pregnant women and nursing mothers need to drink lots of water because they're really drinking for two. Water helps to build the baby's cells and is the largest component of amniotic fluid. Breastfeeding mothers might find themselves feeling constantly thirsty. This is their body's way of telling them they need to drink more water to help refill their reserves. Since breast milk is 85% water, it is no surprise that proper hydration is critical for mothers and child's health. Climate. Your body has an internal thermostat that keeps your temperature constant no matter what the conditions are around you. One of the regulatory mechanisms is used to maintain this temperature is perspiration. Sweat is released through the millions of pores in your skin to cool down your skin's surface. When the weather is really hot, you lose more water through this process. But did you know that you lose a great deal of water when it's freezing out and you're not sweating a drop? Your body must still maintain its temperature of 98.6 degrees on average, no matter if the environment around you is 6 below. To do this, it must burn energy to compensate for the difference in temperatures, and water is a key molecule to this chemical process. No matter where you are, drinking water is vital to your health.